Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you're well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some relationship stories. And if you do love a relationship story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too. All really helps out, it really, really does. And let's crack on with today's first story. Now, today's first story comes from Mistress Whiskers, but it's compiled by Quality Proof, titled, I-29 Female. Just walked in on my husband, 30 male, making out with my sister, 33, please help. And it does come with a lot of updates. I am absolutely devastated right now, and I don't know what to do. I don't even know where to start. My sister, Lisa, lost her husband, Jimmy, 2 years ago in a motorcycle accident. She did not take it well and closed herself off from the world. A year ago, she reached out to us and told us she was having a hard time adjusting and said that she needed help. I helped find her a good therapist and she's been getting her life back on track. My husband, Rick, felt bad for her and started spending a lot of time with her. For the past 6 months, they have spent more and more time together. At first, I was fine with it because she was finally becoming like my sister again. She started smiling. I was so happy for her, and so was my husband. They started spending more time alone from me, which I didn't think much of at first. Then they started spending more and more time alone, and I got a little jealous. I told my husband I would like it if we could spend more time together, and that I was feeling a little neglected. He said okay, but nothing changed. Today, my sister came to my house crying because she had a dream about Jimmy. My husband and I comforted her, but I was a little annoyed because the second I let her in my house, she ran into my husband's arms. We all went into the living room and sat down. My husband asked her what happened in the dream and she actually asked me to leave the room because she didn't feel comfortable telling me. I was so upset at this point, I immediately left and started tearing up in the other room. I was in the other room for around 10 minutes when I heard a loud sound in the living room, so I got up and went there. I could not believe what I saw. I'm literally crying my eyes out while I'm typing this up. They were fucking making out on my couch in our home. What the fuck do I do? My entire world has just been shattered in front of my very eyes. I ran out of the room because I was going to vomit right there and locked myself in my room. My husband hasn't even tried to come in. I've been crying non-stop. Please help. The two people I trusted more than anything. What the hell do I do? Edit. Well, I answered the door. Rick walked in and wouldn't even look at me. He mumbled something and went and sat on the bed. I was so angry that he wouldn't even look at me, and I almost left right there. I asked what the hell was going on with him and my sister. He sat there for a few minutes without saying anything while I was crying my eyes out until I finally yelled at him to answer me. He whispered that he loved her. At this point, I lost it. I started yelling, how could he do this to me? Do these past 10 years mean nothing to him? Literally dropped to my knees and asked him how he could betray me with my own sister and then tell me he loves her. He was quiet the entire time until I stopped yelling. He said that he had been regretting not experimenting with other women before we got married and that he shouldn't have married the first girl he was with. I was stunned and asked if he ever loved me. He said yes, but that after spending time with my sister, he realizes who he wants to be with. I have no words. I didn't have any clue what to say. All my life was falling apart in front of my eyes and I was scared. I told him I might be pregnant and he said that he would support me. I asked how and he said he didn't know but that he was leaving to go be with my sister. He apologized to me and told me that I deserve better than him and he will do whatever he can to help me and the baby and if I agree to divorce him, he will give me everything. Just wants out of our marriage. In that moment, I felt like I hated him and never wanted to see him again. So I screamed at him, fine, just get the fuck out. You ruined my life. I hope you're fucking happy, you piece of shit. And then he had the audacity to try and hug me. I flipped out and pushed him off of me. Someone knocked on the door. Then he told me that he still loved me and would figure everything out and left. I decided to call my parents and tell them what happened. My mum dropped a bombshell on me that my sister told her that she had feelings for my husband and that she wanted to be with him. Why she didn't tell me this, I have no fucking clue, but I feel like everyone is against me. Right now, I'm sitting on the computer looking up lawyers in my area. My entire life has gone to shambles within hours and I am terrified. Tomorrow, I'm going to get a pregnancy test. I just hope to fucking God I am not pregnant because I do not want to have this piece of shit's baby. God, guys, I'm so fucking upset right now. I want to fucking drink right now, but I won't in case I am pregnant. Jesus, I hate my life and I wish I had the heart to end myself right now. Now, obviously, the whole post is absolutely awful and shockingly sad for OP. And I hope they did get in touch with their friend and, you know, found someone that they love to be with them, that truly loves them, whilst they're going through this, a friend or whatever. But I couldn't believe the mum knew about this as well. What betrayal from the mum. The mum knew the sister had feelings for her husband and didn't say anything about it. If OP had this information, you know, she may have been able to spot these signs a lot quicker with them spending so much time together. I mean, in the end, it may not have changed the outcome to what happened, but to know everyone pretty much that you love almost knows about this. I'm not sure if the mum knew exactly what was going on, but it sounds like she did. But she certainly knew about the feelings. And as I said, we do have a couple of updates on this post as well. So we're going to cover those in a second after a couple of comments. One from This Is My Fubu says, "Oh honey, that is fucking terrible. Being betrayed by your husband and your sister together at once in front of your eyes. Holy shit, I'd be losing it too. I'm feeling sad as hell for you right now, just from the pain I can read in your post. Don't think too far into the future right now. Just deal with the immediate. Who can come stay with you? Tell your husband and sister to leave, that you don't want to see or speak to them until further notice. Give yourself time and space to lay out your options and do what is best for you. Take care of yourself right now. Put yourself first and reach out for help from friends you can count on. I wish I had more advice. I'm just really, really sorry this happened to you." A deleted user says in quotes, "What the fuck do I do?" and then goes on to say, "Hi, first of all, stating the obvious, this is a horrible situation. From what I gather, it seems like you are alone too. Hope your friend calls you back, but if not, send me a PM and vent to me. Anyway, as awful as this sounds, I urge you to show some restraint. Only because being so close to home, there are going to be two stories to this one. Your sister's one and the truth. If you go around calling everyone some words I can't say on YouTube, then it won't do you any good in the long run. There is a lot to be said for maintaining a quiet dignity when your world is falling apart, of which it has done. That means no texts, no angry calls, no Facebook status updates, no clothes on the front lawn, etc. What's done is done. They have made their bed and they can have it. The reason why I suggest this is that you don't need everyone else turning against you too. If you get all yelly and angry, they can use this. Once again, I am so, so sorry this has happened. This is awful." Another deleted user says they're going to regret this so much when the fantasy turns into reality. "I really hope you are not pregnant." Mixer Scream says, "Top rated comment, got it dead right. The two people most important to you have been selfish and betrayed you. Fuck them. Now the important thing for you is to be strong. You have done nothing to deserve this and do not let yourself be emotionally blackmailed into believing that it was your fault. Your husband chose to be unfaithful with your own sister, with you in the adjoining room. Demand an explanation for his atrocious conduct. Hear him out. He will either be defensive or apologetic, no third course, and then kick him out anyway. If there are other family members involved, please ensure you tell them the whole story. You have nothing to be ashamed about. I know this sucks, but look at the big picture. It's better you found out now that he's a worthless piece of shit than after you started your family." And one more from Ice MF Mike, who says, "I suspect that had this not happened with your sister, it would have happened with someone else. His heart was not fully in it. That's really the root of the problem. He said that he regrets not being with more women before getting married. He probably always felt like this. Did he truly love you? Was he just comfortable in the relationship and felt he should get married because that was the next logical step? I don't know much about your relationship prior to this, but it probably wasn't just an all of a sudden thing. His heart likely hasn't been in it for a while. What's sad is that it unfolded the way it did. He should have been upfront about his feelings and should have never cheated on you. The fact that this was your sister is even worse and shows you exactly how much he cares for you and about your feelings and your family. It sucks, but at least you are no longer in a one-sided relationship and you can now start the process of finding someone that truly loves you. Good luck, and like folks said, please talk to someone, friend, family, professional, to help you through this. And now we're going to cover those updates to see what happened next. So first update says, thank you everyone for your kind words and PMs. Your words really helped me when I was in the lowest possible spot I've been in. A lot has happened since I woke up. First of all, I'm no longer going to refer to Lisa as my sister because she's not my sister any longer. I woke up this morning and felt like complete shit and didn't want to get up. I went and got a pregnancy test and thank fucking God I am not pregnant. It was bittersweet because we've been trying to get pregnant for a while now and I never thought I'd be so glad to see I wasn't pregnant. I am really upset over the way things have turned out and now I'm having these weird feelings that I want to be pregnant after all. I don't know what's going on, but it's just adding another difficult layer of shit going on right now. A little while later I left the house to get groceries and when I opened my mailbox there was a letter in it from Lisa. After I got home I opened it and read it. I'm not going to rewrite it because I cannot even stand to look at the letter again. Basically it said that she apologized for how things turned out and she explained to me that she was very vulnerable after losing her husband. That after spending so much time with my husband she started to fall for him and she thought she wouldn't ever love anyone else again. So when she realized she loved my husband, she knew she couldn't let him go. No one else can fill the hole in her heart. Lisa promised they never physically did anything before that kiss I caught them in, and she went on to say she needs me in her life and she hopes I can forgive her. I can't write any more about this right now. I might add in the rest later. I'm a fucking mess. Rick called me a little while ago. I didn't pick up the phone, so he texted me and told me that he still loves me and that we can find a way to work this out. I don't know what the fuck that means since he just left me for Lisa. Now I'm really confused because now that I'm not pregnant, I want to be, and I want my marriage to not be over, even though I hate him for what he's done to me. And why would he text me that? Is he changing his mind? I'm so confused. I wish these past few days never happened so there would be nothing wrong still. I know I shouldn't forgive him if he wants another chance, but 10 years of marriage. We were going to be parents. Fuck. I am so confused and hurt. I can't even think straight.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Update 2. Hello everybody. First of all, thanks for all your advice. Thank you for all the people that PM'd me. I didn't want to make an update, but I feel you guys deserve to know what happened after all the help I received. One of the most common questions I got was about my mother. Well, I talked to my mother again and she informed me that she has known about my sister having a thing for my husband for quite some time. She didn't want to tell me because she said she was trying to get my sister to give up the idea and she did not want me to be hurt. She got my sister to agree to let it go a few months ago and never heard anything more about it, so she thought that it was over. In the letter I got in the mail, I did not want to write it all down because it was very painful. A few days had passed and I'm ready to share some more information, but please don't ask for more because I'm simply not comfortable sharing the rest of the letter. In the letter, Lisa apologized for her behavior, but also went on to blame me and said that I flaunted my happiness in front of her with my husband. She wrote she couldn't stand to see how happy we were and how he genuinely loved me and she had no one. She told me I should have reached out to her alone and that I had no business getting my husband involved. I don't even know what that is supposed to mean. He's my damn husband. I'm not supposed to involve him in a serious matter like that. She also went on to say that my husband told her he never really loved me and that she was who he really wanted to be with and asked me not to contact him. She wants me to go through her if I want to say anything to him, and that she will bring over the divorce papers in a few weeks. I had a few days to process this information, but the more I think about it, the more confusing it seems to me. Then I got more information today. Lisa is pregnant. She's fucking pregnant. She says it's Rick's. Rick called me as soon as he heard my father informed me. I picked up the phone only because I wanted to hear how he could lie to my face and tell me nothing happened between them before that kiss. He told me that he was sorry and he didn't want it to happen this way. That my father wasn't supposed to tell me. I started crying and asked him how he could get pregnant with Lisa when we were trying for a baby. Then he said something that stunned me so much my head is still spinning from it. Rick told me he could still get me pregnant if I wanted. What the fuck? I screamed at him, why the fuck would I want to be pregnant with his child when he is a piece of shit? He told me he wanted to be with both me and my sister and that he thinks he is polyamorous. I was so shocked that I started laughing. After I stopped laughing, he tried to say something else. Then I heard Lisa enter the room and ask who he was on the phone with. He said nobody and hung up. A little later, my sister texted me and told me she would bring over the divorce papers in a week and expected me to sign them on the spot, as my husband is giving me everything. She gave me a heads up that they're getting married next month and I'm invited to the wedding if I agree to pretend like I was never even romantically involved with my husband. I am literally at such a loss right now. Who the fuck is this man and where is the one I married? Why the fuck, after all this shit, do I want to be with him, even though I know I can't be? I just want the man I've been with for the past 10 years back. I hate Lisa and no longer consider her my sister. She has ruined my entire life. But what do I do about my husband? He just texts me right now saying he still wants to be with me, loves me and wants a baby with me. Why is he doing this to me? Why am I even considering it? Fuck. Fuck indeed. And you know, as soon as he started talking about, you know, we can work this out, I was thinking, he wants both of them in the relationship. I don't know why that jumped into my head automatically, but let's go on to update 3, which is 2 years later. I know this update is long overdue. To be honest, the only reason why I didn't update anymore was because I made pretty poor decisions that I was ashamed of and didn't want to face the reality of my situation. I wish I could come here and tell you that I was strong and cut Rick and Lisa out of my life and moved on with my life. Updating to tell you how much better off I am without them a year later. Sadly, that is not the case. I fucked up bad. One commenter, user Badaboom, told me that I had something called a sad person brain. I remember reading it and being in denial, but now that so much time has passed, this was absolutely the truth. I wanted to do anything to make my pain stop, so I did. I would appreciate if I didn't get reamed for the choices I made. What is done, and I need help right now. Thank you in advance. If you remember my last post, Rick and I were trying to get pregnant before he left me for my sister, and wanted to even after he did because he thought he might be polyamorous. At the time, I laughed at him because of how absurd it was. But after he hung up that call, the offer got more and more tempting. I started thinking about it, becoming enraged at my sister for doing what she did to me, thinking that I could get back at her by doing it, throwing it in her face that her new boyfriend doesn't love her more than me after all. I was so angry that I heavily considered doing it. The more I thought about it, the more I wanted to, out of sheer petty revenge. Don't get me wrong, I also wanted my husband and my life back. But the thought of seeing my sister's newfound happiness and smugness over me come crashing down gave me a pleasure that I never would have imagined. My sister tried very hard to keep my contact with Rick limited. I think she was afraid he would come back to me if she didn't. She was only able to accomplish this for a few months. Rick tried to contact me in numerous ways during this time, but it was always very brief. I was still angry and non-receptive to his advances, but he started becoming more and more aggressive, telling me how much he loved me, how much he missed me, and how much he still wanted me. I even tried blocking him on certain social media accounts, but he kept trying on others. I know I should have just blocked him on everything, but I just couldn't. The more he tried, the harder it was for me to say no. Unfortunately, this resulted in us getting back together. I told him I wouldn't stay with him unless he left my sister. He swore to me up and down he loved me more than anything, and facing losing me made him realize it, and that my sister was nothing to him. Everything was amazing between us again. It was like old times, and like my sister didn't even exist when he was with me. Yet every night he would go back to her. Stupidly, I decided to believe him when he said he was just waiting for the right time, and excuse after excuse about how bad he felt for her. Things felt so much better when he was back with me. I didn't want to lose him again. Unfortunately, I ended up getting pregnant because I did not recontinue my birth control from when we were trying for a child before any of this happened. At the time, we were both ecstatic and everything seemed like it was a dream come true. I had my husband back and we were having a child, and my life was no longer in pieces. I was so happy that I turned a blind eye to everything obviously fucked up about the situation. I didn't want to see it, I just wanted to stay happy. It wasn't long before Lisa found out. My entire family turned on me. My parents told me how it seems like I did this just out of retaliation and to hurt Lisa. They weren't completely wrong, but I mainly just wanted my old life back. Long story short, Lisa went absolutely berserk. She threatened to kill me and sent me a long list of never-ending harassing texts, emails, and calls. I endured hell from her and my family for months until I had to get a protective order. This only resulted in my family hating me even more. Now none of them will speak to me, and Rick has been issued an ultimatum by them to cut me off or be cut off. He hasn't decided on what he is going to do yet, but it seems like he is leaning towards cutting me off as he has been communicating with me less and less these past weeks. Not to mention there has been mounting pressure from the family for him to finalize the divorce, but it hasn't happened for various reasons. The last thing he told me was that he feels badly, but that he loves her, and passively aggressively insinuated that I tempted him into trying to get back with me. Which is complete bullshit, because he was the one who kept pursuing me. He said I shouldn't have gotten pregnant because now I've made his life so much harder. How I let myself believe he was the man I married again is beyond me. Now will I see how clouded my judgment has been and the utter mess I've gotten myself into. How I wanted to be happy again, so bad I destroyed my life even more trying to get that back. I'm 8 months pregnant and scared. I don't know how I can raise this baby alone. I really don't want to give her up for adoption, and the pain of losing my husband twice is unbearable. Even though I know it was because of my own stupidity. I still love him and can't believe everything he has done to me. Losing my entire family over this has also been a huge kick when I'm at rock bottom. Most of our mutual friends have distanced themselves from us because no one wants to take sides, because it's obvious they are all quite disgusted with the way things have turned out. I have no one left now. Please help me, Reddit. How the hell can I fix the mess I've made my life into? Now, I know straight away there's going to be people questioning how legit this story is and all that kind of thing. There always is. And I can certainly see why, because everything in this story is absolutely wild. I mean, it's not quite to the level of P-Gate, but, you know, this is still absolute madness. And I know the ending is like, oh God, what happened next? But I've got to tell you, this one was a few years ago. And it's like, where does OP go from here? It's absolutely insane. I mean, this has got to be like verging on one of the worst updates I've seen. But what do you guys make of this one? Oh, dare I ask? Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Now, a huge thank you for spending 20 to 30 minutes with me today. Getting involved in the channel, all your love, time and support means the absolute world as always. Thank you so much, and I will see you in the next one. Take care, guys. Much love. Wake up, get up, stretch my legs. Eat some breakfast, milk and eggs. Brush my teeth up, wash my face. Throw my clothes on, start my day. Wake up, I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Let's go, see the sun shining from the windows. Okay, I know that today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.